Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody, to Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM, the soul in sports. I am your host, Mike Knox, and indeed, it is a pleasure to be before you today as we are back, baby. The NFL is back, baby, and most importantly, you are back. And today, what a plethora of things. You want to break it down for you. Listen. This is the soul in sports, all right? If you're looking for your authentic barbershop-style interaction, look no more. BDSR Network, partnered with the soul in sports, that's partnered with Fox Sports Radio, brings you a sports network made up of real people. We're going to talk sports. We're going to talk wrestling. This is made up for people like you. Hey, me, all right? So today, welcome to the barbershop where Barbershop Talks Meets Radio as we get into this conversation. Did Jay-Z, Hova, Jigga Man, Sean Carter, sell out? Let's talk about it with his deal with the NFL. Also, NFL over and unders, WWE Raw is tonight, and much, much more. But as always, let me bring to you my crew, live from the DMV. We know his black ass better have somebody, because frankly, listen, I drive, and they're going to lock you up. What's going on, Wally?
What's going on, Mike, man? Football season right around the corner. We're getting ready, man. Rehearsal games. Yeah. We're about to get rehearsal games. So you know it's about to go
game.
Down.
I went to rehearsal game last Thursday, and I rushed out to save my money and watched a rehearsal game on TV. Oh. And the worst part about it was is that all these years in my life, that was the first time, Wally, I went to and attended a game that I wasn't working, that I was actually a fan. Uh-huh. And damn it, I wish I was working. Because I had not to pay for food. I would not have to have paid for parking. And all the good things that come along with being part of Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM. But how you doing today, brother?
I'm good, man. Breathing. God is good all the time. So I
all
can't
the time.
Complain.
Well, also, hell, welcome man. To the program. Bring it back to 18. Dun, 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 dun. What's going on, Jay Chris?
What's going on, fellas, man? I'm glad to be on the show today. It's a beautiful hot day here in Philadelphia. And, you know, like you said, preseason football is on the horizon, or it's actually here and it's boring as hell. But, you know, it's football nonetheless. We got 2 weeks till college football, 5 days or 6 days. Well, this weekend college football. Then we got in a couple weeks, a few more weeks, we got pro football. So we got some things to look forward to, right? And the fever basketball. We got some things
in sports. You can't say hot when, you know, you live in the East Coast. I live in Florida now. It's hot every day.
It's hot every day. So.
For the last 3 weeks till this past Sunday, the heat index reached 110 every day, even if the sun wasn't out. So I don't want to hear people from the East Coast.
That's beautiful.
It's hot.
That's beautiful.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I love the heat. I love the heat. I wish I was out working out in it right now. I love the heat.
He's out working out in it. So, okay. Well, listen, and just to go ahead and continue to shoot the ish, all right, your boy truly is playing softball, finally getting my ass about the house, doing more with my life, like Wale and like you, having extra activities that you do. You know what I mean? Besides going to the movies, watching TV shows and sporting events in bars where we eat wings and drink beer. Well, y'all can drink beer. I take shots. But y'all get my point. I'm out and about. And lo and behold, this morning, I'm recovering from this practice last night. Yeah, I said practice. Not a game. Not a game. Practice last night. Well, I'm sore because I'm old. Okay? Hadn't ran in a while. I'm old. So I'm sore. I'm sleeping. Nice and comfortable in my sleep. I hear boom, 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 boom. Now, we all know when you hear boom, 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 boom. What kind of knock that is if you're from the hood? Yes, you guessed
it. The sound of the police.
It was the damn police at the door. I opened the door to the police thinking, because I just found out there's a Florida law that you can't smoke inside of homes that you don't own. Didn't know that. So I'm thinking, wow, maybe one of my neighbors called the cops because I was smoking a cigar last night. No. Lo and behold, my van has been pushed 4 feet. Who hit the damn car, parked in the parking space, and moves it 4 feet? Yeah, that's what I woke up to this morning. So Florida continues to amaze me with how many times they steal people's children, don't have any identification, can't work, and can't drive. Florida, you're the capital of all those things. But anyway, we are talking NFL first today. And I do not want to get into the main core of this conversation, because you know what? I will start with that, and you have to start with that, which to me is the biggest news of the weekend. And welcome to the best and worst of the weekend. And one of the biggest things of the weekend that we were going into the weekend, last Friday actually, was the news that Jay-Z and Roc Nation had partnered with the NFL to supply them acts as well as music for the Super Bowl and everything, you know, and other NFL event. From that meeting, also coming out afterwards, is now Jay-Z being partnered to become a part owner of an NFL team. I'm going to actually start with you, Wally, because I have to ask this question in the midst of all the Colin Kaepernick situation. We all know, let me just state this, because, you know, when we go, especially me and my emotions, things are taken out of context, right? And so I want to make sure that King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter, thank you, our social media and producer to the stars, gets this correctly. Jay-Z has done a lot for the urban community. I'm not talking Oprah Winfrey type stuff that doesn't count where it's in Africa. Nothing against my fellow brothers in Africa. I have nothing against any other poverty country. This isn't what I'm saying. I just think there's a problem in America that American stars don't take care of America before they go outside the country to take care of other people outside the country. So Jay-Z is not one of those guys. He actually does it abroad and in his country. So he's very vocal. He's very upfront. He's very on the front lines, if you will, so to speak, with injustice in this country. Let me say that. So, of course, he's one of the main people. Now, when we're talking Jay-Z, there's certain names that are synonymous in music. And you guys can say them. There's Sonny, there's Cher, right? There's Beyonce, there's Michael, there's Madonna, right? There's names like that, and Jay-Z is one of those names. That's now synonymous, like with the princes of the world. He's that big name. So when Jay-Z speaks, especially in the urban community, black folks listen. So Jay-Z was one of the main people on the front lines, along with T.I., about this whole NFL kneeling thing and Colin Kaepernick being whiteballed, not blackballed, whiteballed from the NFL. Now, I'm also going to say this as a deterrent. Colin Kaepernick, people, has turned down not one but two opportunities in the NFL 2 years ago. Since then, he has not gotten an offer, but as black folks who don't educate themselves, I'm going to here to help you educate yourself by saying the NFL, although they have white-balled him, did not start off that way fully, because NFL teams, including the Baltimore Ravens and the Denver Broncos, offered him a tryout, which he refused for whatever reason. Colin Kaepernick also settled his case with the NFL. Now, with that all being said, basically, he got paid for kneeling. Career's over, but he got paid for kneeling. Now, of course, NFL players like Eric Reed still kneels, still has this social awareness towards this issue. So it shocked the urban community. It shocked the sports world to find out that Jay-Z had backlash on his stance and saying the NFL needs me more than I need them, and I would never work with the NFL for how they treated Colin Kaepernick, to now saying the kneeling incident must pass. Signs this multi-million-dollar deal with Roc Nation, which he claims, and I say this, to put more urban Mal's foods on the table. Well, everybody at Roc Nation isn't African-American. It's actually only 50% African-American co-workers that are there. I looked this up. Okay? It's not 100%. It's a black-owned business, but it's not black-owned run. So I'm lost in this part, and I'm on the fence. And I'm going to say this. As much as I respect Jay-Z, Wally, I got to say he sold out. Your take.
Jay-Z is who Jay-Z is. I don't look at – Jay-Z has helped out with the cause, but he's not like anybody else. I mean, he's different from anybody else. He has a name, so it stands out more. You got other rappers who speak out about this issue just as much as Jay-Z, and it's – I mean, with in terms of the income they can produce, they've done enough. They've done a lot. Jay-Z has always been the same dude. Didn't Nas say it on Ether, though? Like, didn't he say it? He would sell his soul?
Yeah. But he said on Ether.
I mean, it's not. I'm not. Again, I want to put this out there. Jay-Z ain't great on the mic in terms of press stuff. He's not the best. He's not the best interview. So I want to be very careful to say this. And like, I don't know. I don't think Jay and his PR person. I don't think they set him up for success when he was sitting with Roger Goodell to answer those questions. So I'm not the biggest Jay-Z fan, but I'm going to be honest. I want to be on this side to say this. I hope that he just misspoke to certain stuff when he was being interviewed during that presser, because I don't want to think that Jay-Z meant what he said, because at the end of the day, I want to see this play out, because the back of my mind, this is how I'm thinking. Like, dude, the NFL gave you this bag. You get your label on doing Super Bowl halftime during promos.
Right.
And also, you can get the opportunity to be a part owner for an NFL franchise. It looks like you're winning. They threw you a money. They threw you a bag, and you're like, you know what, I'm taking this. And that's how it looks to me on the outside. But I want to wait, because I'm all about waiting to see what comes out at the end of it. Like, if he gets to own a franchise, that's cool, having an African-American dude owning an NFL franchise. That's cool. Is he going to really try to help out this scene and still try to do more with them, what's going on in the country, and do more than what's going on in the NFL that's hindering a certain group of people, a certain group about what's going on, how the owners have this mentality of, like, we own you type of thing. So I want to see he changes that mentality. But again, he's one owner. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's one owner. So even in that process, right, it's a voting process. He's only one. The majority is still white. So I just want to see how it plays out. But if you want to ask me my total opinion, Jay-Z is who Jay-Z is. It doesn't change my opinion about Jay-Z, because he's always, to me, he's always been about that bag.
Let me ask you this, because that's where I do, the part of me do feel indifferent, because on the other hand, it's about the money. I mean, at the end of the day, we all have a family to take care of. You know what I'm saying? So the one part of me isn't angry with Jay. It's like you said, it's the business. But the other part of me, when we're speaking of someone of this caliber, remember the names I lumped them in there with. And to me, Jay-Z's in that category. I'm not saying he's bigger than any of those guys, but in the hip-hop world, he is that big. He is that big, right? So there's certain, and I'm going to use Jemele Hill's word, as she's appeared on Roland Martin's show. He doesn't necessarily need this. Is it good to have? And I also go and I tag team that with, I will never ever forget the question that Dave Letterman asked one Dave Chappelle when Dave Chappelle came back, and he said, "Why would you not take the money that they offered you?" And he said, "My father told me that at some point in your life whatever it is that's important to you, they can buy you out of that." And I didn't think that what they were asking me to do was worth my money. But you know the difference between $100 million and $30 million? He said $70 million. So you got to look at it that way, too. So before you comment, before we get Jay Kristen here, here's a clip from ABC News with part of what you said. Did Jay-Z outspeak? Let's hear him clearly and then speak on it. We'll be right back.
New questions about the NFL's partnership with Jay-Z. as Colin Kaepernick responds to Jay-Z's contention that the NFL has moved past kneeling. Eva Pilgrim here with the latest on that controversy. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning, guys. Jay-Z is hearing it this morning. Some calling him out for flip-flopping, once taking a stand against the NFL, now striking a deal with them.
Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick seeming to throw shade at the biggest name in hip-hop after Jay-Z's recent press conference with the NFL.
I think we've passed kneeling. Yeah, I think it's time to go into actionable items.
Kaepernick, who sparked controversy for taking a knee during the national anthem, hoping, he says, to draw attention to police brutality and racial injustice, pointing out players who continue to kneel in protest, writing on Instagram, "They have never moved past the people and continue to put their beliefs into action. Stay strong, brothers." Jay-Z's entertainment company, Roc Nation, inking a new deal to make the rap superstar the league's live music entertainment strategist. The partnership allowing him a role in producing and selecting acts for NFL events, including this year's halftime show, as well as contributing to the league's activism arm.
Colin's whole thing was to bring attention to social injustice, correct? So in that case, right, this is a success, right? This is the next thing.
The hip-hop mogul was once one of the biggest names supporting the protest. Just last year, Jay-Z boasted about not needing the NFL.
I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me, I don't need you.
And even reportedly tried to talk rapper Travis Scott out of performing at the championship earlier this year.
So Jay-Z, to be clear,
and so, Wally, you hear that? Jay, Chris, you hear that? Colin Kaepernick. I don't like the word, we need to push past that. That's what I have an issue with when it comes to Hope. When it comes to Jay-Z. When it comes to this situation, to me, it's a very, very thin line, Jay, Chris.
Well, look, man, I've been waiting to talk, man. I've been waiting to talk about this because, you know, this is right up my alley, man. It's about
I know it is. That's
my name.
It ain't often that I actually text and say, you coming on today? Because I knew this would touch you somewhere.
Now, look, there's so many ways to look at this. And a lot of what you guys said, I agree with, right? I agree with the waiting to see what he does. I agree with that. I don't see what part of this. People are so quick to want to throw a negative aspect on things. I don't see what part of this is where he sold out, because I don't know. Right. We don't know what he's done yet. He hasn't done anything but struck a deal. Yes, I know he tried to talk people out of being a part of the situation. Like he said, Colin Kaepernick brought attention to it. He also said it's time to move on to what actionable items. Okay, we've moved past kneeling, and it's time for the next steps. Right? So what are the next steps? The next steps aren't to continue to kneel, although you can continue to kneel to keep the conversation going. But there's not one cop out there, not one, that has the gumption to shoot unarmed black men or women or whatever the case may be, brown people, in the back or whatever the case may be. And they're thinking, well, I better not do this because NFL players are kneeling. No, they're not doing that. It's going to take training. It's going to take a whole change of mindset. And, you know, Jay-Z having a seat at the table in the NFL, which is basically the biggest company in the United States, if you think about it, him having a seat at the table is a good thing, because now the conversation changes just a bit. Now, there needs to be more. There needs to be more owners of minority backgrounds. Okay, I'm not saying minority owners and teams. I'm saying owners of minority backgrounds to have that real conversation. There's no owners in the NFL that look like anybody that's on the show right now. Not one. All right? Mm-hmm. And so the conversation, look, Jay-Z's going to have a seat at the table, but what he's not going to be part of is the good old boy club, as we like to call it. He's not going to be right. part of that club. So there's going to be a lot of things that go on behind his back that he's not going to have an opportunity to really deal with. So we got to give him a chance to see what he does from the inside, and calling him a sellout, that's just wrong. I mean, Kaepernick can continue to do what he did, but Kaepernick also struck a deal with the league, did he not? Albeit for different reasons. He struck a deal with the league. Malcolm Jenkins struck a deal with the league. Okay. And that's probably why Colin Kaepernick right now, as you said, was being whiteballed from the league because he did strike his deal. Colin Kaepernick, I said it on this show last year, Colin Kaepernick's not going to play another down in the NFL.
Right. We all said that.
I would be surprised. I would be shocked to see him play another down in the NFL. Okay. And for that reason, he sacrificed his career for this situation.
For the cause.
But it's time to move forward. It's also time to move forward. We have to – you can't continue to – it's like continue to march. Marching doesn't change things. Action changes things. And that's what you got to do. I think him being there is a part of an action, and it's got to continue to grow from there. I can't stand when people just jump on things right away and say, oh, he's a sellout for that. We don't even know yet.
That's why I was very careful personally, myself, with saying that, Chris, because the word indifferent means, you know, I always tell people, you know, you use that saying, I got one, you know, they say it in church, you got one foot in church, one foot out the door, right? That's really me with this situation because it's the terminology that was used. It was who he is. He doesn't need this. He does not need that. Yes, I understand that money's money, but whatever he's getting, whatever deal he's making, I believe he can make that deal with any company. He's Jay-Z, right? People stop drinking liquor because of him. People stop wearing jerseys because of him, is what I'm saying. So when Jay-Z comes out, speaks heavily for this, and in defense of this, and I'm one of who said, okay, NFL players, let it go because your owners came out. When Jerry Jones took a knee, to me that meant a lot. Yes, we can all have our talks, and we're going to have talks in the future about how the NFL treats their, you know, the slave master mentality of the NFL. So when you have that is the backdrop of what majority of black Americans think of the NFL, and then one of the most prominent black entertainers comes and works with them, I don't know. This isn't like Puffy trying to get the Carolina Panthers from a racist owner. This is a guy who has spoken, said, I don't need you. You need me. Well, guess what? The NFL said we do need you, Jay-Z, to fix our image with black America and help us get this smooth out the way. And to me, like all things in black America – we as black people, through the history of time, sell our people out for our own personal gain. And that's where I have this feeling of no matter what I feel about him making a deal, being in the right light, putting it better for his family, he can say, yes, I will create more black jobs with the Rock Nation deal and putting my acts on stage and bringing better awareness because I, Jay-Z, decided to shake the hand of the NFL. To me, that's where I do have a problem. Jay-Z didn't need to do this. Wally, Jay, Chris, was when you want to tag team next?
Nah, what I was going to say about, I mean, to me, it's like Watt said, man, only time will tell. I mean, we'll see. That's a blessing about this whole situation. We start seeing nothing but Rock promos, you know, in the Super Bowl and a bunch of folks in Rock Nation on the Super Bowl, and we don't see anything, any real change. We know what the situation was about. That's how I look at it. Like, we'll know. Like, we'll know. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we'll know. So that's my thing about it. Like, I'm cool to wait. So I don't want to just jump on the gun of what I initially believe, but I want to wait and see. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, how I look at it is, all right, you know, the NFL, it looks bad in this aspect is because, you know, the NFL knows they can use Jay-Z and his image to kind of die down this whole situation.
Right.
Right? So, you know,
that's my problem. We got Jay-Z. That's my problem.
That's the thing. We got Jay-Z. So we can now everybody's gonna be like, well, right. You know what? Now we good. We can make our money. Yeah. Now people can come back.
They didn't get ASAP Rocky. They didn't get ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, it's like so you know what I mean? So that's my thing. Like, so we'll see. Like we'll see. And Jay-Z may really have the true intent to really create change out the situation. He's looking at it, all right, y'all letting me in. Y'all trying to make me like this token, right? Y'all wanna make me this token. Well, I'm gonna make real change. And he may do that. And we'll say, we'll look back and be like, all right, Hov did the damn thing, or did the darn thing, excuse me. So when we see that situation, so we have time to look at it.
Oh, we podcast for a minute. Like, we can say things. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, my mind is like, all right, well, you put yourself, not Mr. Jay-Z, like now, I mean, to me, he wasn't ready for the backlash. That's my thing. I'm looking at the PR state of mind of it. You weren't ready for the backlash. At least prep this man to let him answer those questions correctly, because when the answers that he was when they threw the questions to him and he responded, they weren't good answers. Like Watts right, you know what I'm saying? It's about action. That was a good answer. It's about action, but don't mitigate kneeling. Like, cause that's what he did. He mitigated kneeling. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say that.
You don't got to say that.
Right.
You can say, all right.
And that's what I have.
How you can phrase it is like, I'm here to take action. Like, kneeling is a part of it, and but I'm here to take action. We did the kneeling. We're doing the kneeling, and we still should be able to kneel. But now I want to take it to the next level. How are you going to hate on that? You get what I'm saying? Like, how are you going to hate on that? If somebody says, I'm mad at a small person.
You cannot, but I will say this much, and then I'm going to read two tweets from Colin, from Eric Reed, of course, the two biggest people in this whole situation of the kneeling, anyway, and the forefront. Let me rephrase that. Okay, and that
and still too. Don't forget about still.
And still. So you say, the tweet goes: my brothers Eric Reed, Kenny Stills, and he named somebody else continue to fight for the people, even in the fact of the death threats that they're receiving. We know Eric Reed gets several death threats, as Kenny Stills. They have never moved past the people and continue to put the beliefs into action. Stay strong. And Eric Reed says, read this. This came out also 2 days ago. Police decided that they would arrest Tyrone Allen for a series of bank robberies. Problem, we have the first subject description. Just pointing out situations that blacks in America with police. Sometimes stories help us understand real life better than facts. History can. I wrote a brief story to help make sense of why people taking issue with Jay-Z and the NFL's new partnership. I hope this helps you out. I will retweet this. Stolen Sports will retweet this. Guys, go ahead and read this from Mr. Corey Leak and about Jay-Z. And one of the things you said about time will tell and moving on and being out and maybe Jay-Z spoke out of turn. See, here's the things I've learned. When I used to have the problem, this is not the show for that, about people saying, is there or is there not, you know, that hint, that terrible word Illuminati, right? And we won't dive into that, but what I will dive into is that we're sports broadcasters, broadcast journalism majors. So you took art history, so you learned symbolism. Symbolism is real. When artists wear certain things, I don't want some fan who's not educated enough to tell me, oh, they didn't know what that was. Their publicist or their designer just gave them that. No. Jay-Z knows everything he's putting on his body. Puff Daddy knows everything he's putting on his body. Kevin Hart knows everything he's putting on his body. So when they have something that represents a certain demographic, they know what they're wearing. I have a hard time believing Jay-Z spoke out of turn because he's so intelligent. He is so calculating. This isn't
the one thing
I've always admired about Jay-Z is that he is these things. He's very careful to the vest of what he says.
We all have seen him on multiple interviews, and he is not the best interviewer. I'm just saying,
no,
like,
I didn't say the best interviewer.
I'm just saying, if you get Jay-Z in an environment where he's not a non-controlled environment, you don't get the best Jay-Z. Like, you don't. And I'm just saying, that's my thing. I know what you're saying. I think, like, you're right. Like, Jay-Z's an intelligent man. I'm not saying he's dumb. Like, I don't want anybody to think I'm calling Jay-Z dumb. I'm just saying, when he's not in a controlled environment where the questions are off the cuff, he is not the best. If he's being interviewed by Oprah and it's one-on-one, Oprah's prepping him with pre-questions and all this, and he's okay. He's okay.
For him to do, you know what I'm saying? This was closed to the open media. This was an invite-only media.
Yeah.
That means he and the NFL invited who they wanted in there. That meant who
that's
they
very good
trust.
Point. Very good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Very
so this wasn't, oh. this wasn't this wasn't it was done that way on purpose so that certain things couldn't be taken out of context. It's a bad image look of Jay-Z sitting there with Roger Goodell. It's a bad look. In the urban community. Again, I'm indifferent on a lot of things that the urban community fights for. I don't necessarily fight for publicly, but I don't sit there and I don't. That's always my biggest problem. King Von or Vaughn is listening, or Micah is listening. I love Micah. That is my brother. I love him. His opinions are his opinions. I will not have his opinions of what he feels politically or anything stop what I think of him as a man and as a person. Okay. But certain things that him, and I'm pointing them out so I can have some ownership is why I'm doing this, okay? And that I don't have to like everything Black America tries to get behind, because I don't. But I know publicly, I will never desecrate it. So if you're not with the cause, you're not supposed to harm the cause. You just be quiet about the cause if you're not in the cause. And I think in this situation, that's not a good look with everything that happened, everything that went on, for that to happen. And I'll make fun of the situation about Malcolm Jenkins that Jay Chris brought up earlier, because I also said the Eagles won a Super Bowl because of Malcolm Jenkins settling with the NFL. There was some questionable calls in that Super Bowl, but I'm okay with that. I got a ring, and it was payback for Spygate. Go ahead, Jay Chris.
Well, first, let me address the symbolism thing, because we've had this conversation many times. I just want to say something about it, and I'm not trying to go into that topic. to me, symbols, and I've had this conversation with my wife as well, because we've always had this conversation. Symbols are man-made things, all right? Just about every symbol that we can think of today that has a positive or negative are man-made, and they've been associated with some type of conversation that somebody bought in on that has created certain types of beliefs, right? People, you can't piss on the flag because it's a symbol of our country. You can't kneel during the national anthem because it's the symbolization. Is that a word? No, symbolism. The symbolism, you know, I mean, there's certain things that we look at symbols and they're man-made. Outside of that, to go into the Jay-Z, back to the Jay-Z conversation, what Wiley said is absolutely true. When he's not in a control situation, it kind of reminds me of myself. Not that I'm comparing myself to Jay-Z, but if I'm in a controlled interview situation. Yeah, I did, because, you know, I'm better. But anyway, when I'm in a controlled interview situation, I can shine, right? But when people start asking me to go off the cuff with certain things, I can shine, but I will forget certain things, or I will accidentally omit certain things, or I will speak out of emotion and not
really
be able to encompass the entire situation. So the thing is with Jay-Z, what he said, see, people only take part of what he said, like I said earlier. They take the part where we're past kneeling and they want to get all excited about that. They don't talk about the part where he says it's time to get into actionable items. Now, let's take that term actionable items.
You know why I ignore that? Because to me, actionable items sound like it's greedy. It sounds like him. He got paid. His people are getting a bag.
But why does that sound like greed to you? Why doesn't that sound like, okay, it's time to move forward into doing – okay, so let's take this. Hold on, Mike. Let me get this one. Let me get this one real quick, Mike. And this is part of where I'm not the best, but – let's take Baltimore, the situation in Baltimore where the kid was killed inside of the police van, right? There were marches, right? Marches really don't affect much, right? But you can march on that. You can protest. But then things didn't really get ball rolling inside of the government, inside of the people, the powers that be, until the riots happened. I'm not saying we need to riot every time something happens. But until the riots happened, until there was some type of action taking place, the powers that be were just sitting on their hands about it and saying it was another black man dead. Oh well. Okay, so what JC is saying with actionable items, to me it wasn't greed. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not. But to me it was, all right, so we got the conversation started. Let's move forward. Because when you have a march, let's compare kneeling and marching. When you have a march, the march is scheduled from this time to this time on this day. Once it's over, nobody's talking about it anymore. Right, but once you have actionable items, and I don't even like that term, actionable item. I think that's where he was kind of weak on that. Once you have actionable items, then the conversation then there's movement. There's more than conversation, and that's just what I see right here with the Jay-Z situation. That you have actionable items, you have action, coming. You have more than just the conversation. Conversation leads to things, but it doesn't lead to the things that you really need them to lead to. It just conversation leads to more conversation. We need action, and that's all I'm gonna say. That's really all I have about that. I think action is needed. I think Jay-Z having a seat at the table will be good if it happens. I think bringing more people to the table will be good if it happens. And it's just something that needs to happen. We have to change the look and the aspect of a lot of different things in this country to be able to change the outcome of some of the bad things that go on. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
With respect towards that, I not me. I'm gonna like I said, get your money. You are entitled in this country. This country is made on capitalism, capitalizing off the backs of others. Okay, by any means necessary.
Well, he's definitely a capitalist.
Okay, so when I saw this, I'm sorry, I cannot under any normalcy, enemy can find it in me that this is something more than just money for the Carter family. I can't. I don't see it. I don't see a way out because of the words he chose, because of the controlled environment that it was, because I just think also as black leaders in this country or black fame in this country, that black America gives black fame too much of a pass. Too much of a pass. We can mention Michael. We can mention Robert. I can go to lesser people like Mystical. People still sing Mystical songs, but he's a two-time rapist who served time in prison two times for ripping a woman, but you would still go to the club and people would shake your ass. Show me what you're working with. Black folks need to stand for something. And when Jay-Z, a figurehead in black America, doesn't stand for something longer than a year, I'm sorry. He didn't need the bag.
But what is he supposed to stand for at this point?
I'm saying there's other ways.
Is he supposed to not make the deal? If he doesn't make the deal, I can understand people saying that.
If Puffy doesn't, Master P does. I don't know. I'm just saying. They went after the biggest name in hip-hop because hip-hop controls the musical in this country that it's trash. Music today will die. The way music is going now, it's going to die. We don't have historical songs from the last 4 years mainly. We can go back and say, oh, that's a great song. But, yeah, I bet you at your wedding, I bet you at a party, we can still go back and play songs from 50, 60 years ago that we partied to and we liked that are transcending songs.
Get that crit.
So
get that crit.
When you have
Here's the thing, guys.
Somebody has to be the first. And usually when you're the first to do something, you catch a lot of criticism.
I want to take it way back,
right? At black comedy. Okay, and I know I'm taking this to a whole nother. Step and Fetch It was seen as an imbecile or whatever. People didn't like what he did. But if Step and Fetch It wasn't in films playing the role he played, it would have been a white person in blackface playing those roles. So there has to be a first to go out there and take that leap, right? To allow others to open the door for others. And I think that's what Jay-Z is doing here. I'm hoping that's what Jay-Z is doing here, that he's opening this door.
What leap has he taken? He has taken money, undisclosed money. He has taken.
It would have been stupid from the door
company,
for free.
His company to put in the forefront. The forefront of what? Yeah. You just said less than a full calendar year ago, or maybe longer. I'm sorry. Okay. Excuse me for not having my timetable correctly here. But recently, you have said no one should perform for the NFL at the Super Bowl. I will not perform at the Super Bowl. Because of this reason of what they did to Colin Kaepernick. So now all of a sudden T.I. hasn't come back. Roland Martin hasn't come back. Jamil Hill.
There's a lot of viewers that haven't come back.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they don't watch Rock of Shirt.
Black dollars matter.
What has changed since these people haven't come back? I'll tell you one thing that's changed. Now you have a black man at the table. That's one thing that's changed.
Jesus had Judas. What happened to him?
So what you're saying is Jay-Z is about to stab all black people in the back?
I think he already has, in a sense. This is the same thing for me. And I'm not saying you are, because I know you. Okay, but I do have a problem with people who say, why do I care about Black Lives Matter? Black folks don't even care about their own damn folks. I don't care about no damn Black Lives Matter who are black. Why do I care about them killing people over there? They just killed my cousin Randy last week. I don't care. Black folks have been pre-positioned and preconditioned to not care about each other so much that we're the only I'm going to repeat that. The only nationality that I've ever come in contact with that doesn't have each other's back from more than three people down.
I have one.
You get
question.
A group of white folks. You get a group of Puerto Ricans, a group of or Spanish.
No, I would say. Puerto Ricans, white folks, I'm not sure about. White folks care about money. They don't care about the. They don't care about each other. But Puerto
but
Ricans
black
care
folks
about
don't care
either.
About shit.
I agree.
Excuse me.
I have one question, guys. If Jay-Z is considered a sellout for making this money, making this deal and making this money,
uh-huh.
are all the black players in the NFL considered sellouts for staying in the NFL and continuing
to
feed the pig?
I'll let you answer it. And I'll answer that for you, Wally. But I say it's completely different. You there? You gone?
I think it's different. No, I'm here.
Yeah, okay.
Different. I don't.
All right. I'm gonna say it's different because they're Jay-Z is also already he's one person who's a multi. He's a billionaire. These NFL players are from the hood. They are from the community. All they know is football. They have a short term life at that. So yeah, this white man who's a hell. We all probably work for somebody who has racism in the companies that we work for. Okay, so unfortunately, the way that America has it built up, it's built off of racism, off the blacks of black folks.
There's one caveat to that, and it was only this year right now, in recent memory, from the stance of the Neils. There was an alternative. Black folks could have said, "Okay, we're done." There was an alternative briefly. There was the AAF or whatever it was called that was canceled. But if all those black folks decided they weren't going to play in the NFL and decided,
AFL.
Okay, we're going to play in the Alliance
AFL.
Football League, whatever it was, that could have been a real stance right there.
Because we all know that league stunk out loud. I got
to
disagree. Okay, first, I saw some of those football games that was on, and they were not very bad football. It was actually above college football.
I'm not saying it was bad football. It just stunk. It was boring.
Okay. So to go back to that part of the question, you're talking about field Negroes versus house Negroes. Okay. Jay-Z, for what it's worth, is a house Negro. He made all his money early in his life off the backs of black folks. Now he makes his money off the support of black folks with the white man giving him. Oh, he's the best. He's the best what black folks look up to. Go again. This man stopped people from wearing jerseys. I'm 30 plus, button it up. That's what they did.
I don't know about all that.
Right? Come on, Wally. You know what
man,
I'm talking about, yo.
About Jay-Z, man. I know you're talking about Jay-Z gets too much love, man.
I don't think Wally will ever stop rocking his Magic Johnson jersey.
Okay, but my point is making
that frame.
I know what you said.
Jay-Z and the NFL players are field Negroes. For them to survive, they have no choice but to play here because this is where the money is. Again,
if they go to the other league, the money goes over there.
It doesn't. The money is in advertising. That takes years of things to do. That's not something that can happen overnight.
Listen, let me tell you something. If those players go over to that league, the advertising will follow because there will be a better brand of football.
There would be no football. They would be sued.
Who would be sued?
They were talking about if Antonio Brown had said I'm quitting because of this helmet, they were talked about the Raiders suing the man for the money back they just gave him. So of all the players, you know what that is, that's called a sacrifice. Okay, well, what Colin Kaepernick did was a sacrifice. And again, I'm not in Colin's favor. We've all had these talks about Colin. Boy, you could have played. You should have played. Oh well. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not knocking Colin and what he's – we all said the movement, what he did was cool. But him not playing no more? Come on, that was a personal choice. This isn't about Colin to me. This is about an icon in black America like Jay-Z, Sean Carter, doesn't need – again, whatever the – unless they offer that man a billion – even at that – okay, damn it, there is a lot of –
Somebody had to be the first. If it wasn't going to be him, it would have been somebody else. But I guarantee he won't be the last. I guarantee it.
But this is my, it's only a contradiction to me. I mean, for us, for players, this is my thing. If you spoke out about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you a player who didn't say nothing.
Or Eric Reed, I mean?
Yeah, Eric Reed, because he took a bag. I feel like you took money from the NFL and you do all this talk. At the end of the day, to me, you kind of, like, sold out on the low. Like, that's how I look at it. Like, I get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you still talking loud. Because to me, if you sacrifice, you ain't taking no money from no league that's disrespecting the cause, if that's what you believe. If you believe they disrespect the cause, and I'm talking about Malcolm Jacobs, all of these dudes, like, if you felt like they disrespect the cause for real, right, and they're not doing nothing to really change it, and they're still not helping out with it, I'm talking about the league. I'm not talking about in terms of, like, outside the social justice. I'm talking about inside the NFL realm. If you're not, if this organization isn't doing enough to you and not respecting your voice, and they're still trying to penalize players and all that for kneeling, in my opinion, like, you don't take nothing from the NFL. You don't take any money from them.
They're not penalizing the folks kneeling for it. They're still kneeling during the preseason.
You know what I'm saying?
Still,
like, no, I mean, the look, though. Yeah. I'm talking about the look of it. I'm just talking about the look. You know, you have owners, like, you can only kneel. Like, some players, like, initially back then, it was like, you can only kneel inside, like, in the locker room or whatever. Like, I'm talking about that point in time. Like, that's what I'm talking about. If you decide to take some type of money or whatever, like, that, I look at you like, as you, like, you contradicting the cause. Like, you not, like, obviously you got a dollar sign amount. That's how I look at it. You got a dollar sign amount. So
in the words of
Will Shearer, I don't look at Eric Reed. I don't look at Eric Reed that way. Like, I don't look at Eric Reed as a dude, like, his, like, voice, like, voice. Like, Eric Reed is that dude. Like, I don't look at Eric Reed that way. I look at Kenny Stills a different way. I don't look at Eric Reed that way.
I'm on the same track with you. I singled them out. Well, I singled those players out because that's, of course, who's in the forefront of this. And I'm gonna move. We're gonna move on from this. Walt Shear, a columnist for the Undefeated, said Jay-Z to the Freedom Riders. Okay, sitting at lunch counters is over. Time for actionable moves. A day later, Jay-Z gets part ownership in a diner. Meanwhile, black folks still can't sit at the counter and get served. That's just I feel that. Like, I love Jay-Z's music. That's just what it is. Music.
That's poor writing right there.
Okay.
That's poor writing because you know why? Because it doesn't dig deep.
How you know the writing is bad? I'm just reading it off the screen. How do you know?
That's what I'm saying. The writing, whoever you said wrote that, because it doesn't dig deep. Jay-Z being an owner at the diner can open the door for, well, why didn't you want to serve that man? Let him in and let him eat.
If you, Jay-Z's not going to be an owner of an NFL team.
He may not. He's now in the organization. He's within the organization now.
Now he's at the table.
He has a voice somewhere.
He's officially a house Negro. It's become true.
He's got a voice. He's got to leverage his celebrity. I wouldn't have been able to make the deal, right?
No.
Because we don't have the celebrity status of Jay-Z.
We don't have influence.
But Jay-Z
right.
is able to leverage his celebrity to get into this situation. Just like Master P would have been, Puffy, whoever, T.I., whoever. You gotta leverage your celebrity. You gotta take that risk. I think it was a risk for Jay-Z, and I want to see what happens. He could mess it all up, and I had to eat all my words. But we just have to.
That's real talk. Where were all these dudes at when they were trying to make AI stop wearing, like, gold chains and tats and take away his tattoos and all the dress code? Where these dudes at?
Back they were joining in.
That was racist to me. You know what I'm saying?
It's
funny how they all wear this stuff now, though, right? They can all wear it.
You know what I'm saying?
That all started because of the malice at the palace. Listen, I'm not saying you're wrong.
They ain't no AI, man. It was racist.
They thought the way they came to the game, I agree. Coming to the game looking like thugs, huh? No, we need you to put a suit on.
That's what it was. And they put all that negative connotation out there.
Yeah, they did. You know what Jay-Z was at then? He wasn't that billionaire then. So he couldn't speak on it.
He wasn't that rich. He wasn't rich enough.
He wasn't that rich yet. So he had to go, let's go, AI. That's all I'm trying to say, guys. Whether you see him as a sellout or you don't see him as a sellout, whether you see him as being a capitalist or whether you see him of trying to help the cause, I'm going to take the stand that this doesn't help the cause. This hurts the cause because the cause was already in my opinion, the cause was already, what's the word he used? slept over, or what's the word that was used there? Pushed aside? Because kneeling wasn't important to anybody anymore. Let's be real. Kneeling had became a dead issue with football fans. I don't care if you're black, and I'm going to say, okay, for football fans who are still watching football, we know people stopped watching. I didn't care. I didn't care. Yes, it's still important. Yes, I understand what you're doing it for, but, hey, you know what? I still need my Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, Thursday,
but
or
he's
Monday.
Right. He was right, though. Like Watt would say, he was right, though, in his statement of action. I mean, the way he said it was kind of jacked up, but he was right. You know what I mean? Like, take action. But NFL ain't changed for, like, Barack Obama or Oprah want to do something. Jay-Z ain't smart enough to help
fix
the call.
Y'all can call that Oprah love. Oprah's about Oprah, too. So when last time Oprah helped out America?
If Oprah wanted to do it, I'm just saying Oprah can do it. Like, I ain't worried about, like, Jay-Z ain't. Jay-Z is Jay-Z.
Well,
Barack Obama, man, they can change it. They can make change.
We will see this conversation with a clip from Outside the Lines from the four-letter ESPN, and we'll come back and talk over-unders in the NFL.
Okay, for more, we welcome in culture and sports writer for the Undefeated, Justin Tinsley. Justin, the moment you heard about this news, what was your first reaction?
That's a really good question. I think I was like everybody else. I thought I was reading like a headline from like The Onion or something. I'm like, wait a minute, what? And I was like, is this real? And then I read more about it, and I didn't want to initially react to it because I was like, okay, there's got to be some details in this that I don't know about. I don't want to jump the gun. I was going to use a wait and see approach. Now, of course, over the last 24 hours, more details have come about, and this is one of the more fascinating partnerships that I can remember in quite some time.
Well, what makes it so fascinating for you?
I mean, you just said it. You just quoted a lyric from a song. I can't say the title of the song on air, but it was nominated for a Grammy this year. And he literally said, you said, no, I don't need the Super Bowl. You need me. I don't need you. Tell the NFL we're in stadiums too. And now this, it does seem like an about face. But if there's one thing I know about Jay-Z, he's a very, very calculated individual, and he does everything with a purpose. And it just happens to be with this purpose that it's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, but the same way I think a lot of people are going to respect the business acumen to it as well.
Yeah, you said it right there.
I'm just waiting for more details.
Yeah, same here. You said it right there. It's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. He was one of the biggest critics of the league. Now he's doing this business deal with them. A lot of people are going to look at that and say, wait, you were like this, now you're partnering. Do you think he betrays his principles by doing this?
I mean, I don't know if I want to use the word betray, but you know, everybody has a right to change their mind on certain things. I think just with this issue is so polarizing. You know, he was one of the biggest vocal supporters, and I believe he still is. He was one of the biggest vocal supporters of Colin Kaepernick, and that was one of the things I wanted to see at first. Like, okay, well, how does this involve Kaepernick? Because Kaepernick released a video last week saying that he's still ready, he still wants to play in the NFL. And I was like, okay, well, is he part of this rollout? And I think we see now that he's not. So it's just, I think he sees that, you know, Colin Kaepernick, of course, he's going to go down as an icon in sports history for the conversations he brought forth to this country. But now I believe Jay-Z is saying this is the next chapter of this journey. And it's going to be an uncomfortable chapter for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, not long ago, Jay-Z and the NFL, Goodell, had a press conference. Apparently it was somewhat closed. But they discussed this candidly. Jason Reed was there. Not only that, they also talked about the idea. Jay-Z mentioned he spoke to Kaepernick, but he didn't reveal what was spoken about. Let me ask you one more thing. What has to happen in this partnership for it to be a successful one from the social justice perspective?
I mean, the league has to literally live up to its word. It can't just donate millions of dollars to funds. They actually have to show true change. And I don't know what that change will look like. To be honest with you, I'm still trying to process what it is. And I think Jay-Z is really using a tactic that Dapper Dan, the legendary fashion designer who works with Gucci, he said recently on an interview with The Breakfast Club that, you know, a lot of times we have to infiltrate these institutions, learn their ways, and then manipulate it in our favor and change it from within. Now, what that change actually looks like in this case, man, I just don't know yet.
347-637-3859. Make sure you follow us at 1340 AM Fox Sports. Follow yours truly, Mike Knox. Indeed, I saw a name with three X's because unlike Jay-Z, I am hardcore. Also, follow the station. You tuned in. Listen to you right now. The show you're in the room. So follow us on iTunes, Stitcher, every podcast is sold, which are absolutely free. Just Google Mike Knox, 3X's. And wherever you got it, we'll fix it. Hearing the news of DeMarcus Cousins from the Los Angeles Lakers paying another ACL injury in the same leg where he's had the previous leg injury. Wally Wow, I'm going to start off with you because that's your Lakers team. It's DeMarcus Cousins.
Boogie, I mean, I feel bad for Boogie, first off. I mean, he came off an Achilles a couple years ago, played last season. I thought he rushed it back. And then, he tears it. He blows out his ACL just working out in Vegas. I don't think it's over because ACL injuries are easier to come back from. But obviously, you add that with the Achilles, it's going to be a little, tougher. Again, I've always said that Boogie is not based on athleticism as a basketball player. But at the same time, it's going to take a hit. If I'm Boogie, if I'm his people, I would consider. I know it's a couple of years off the calendar, but maybe taking a year and a half off and let your body heal, man. Because it felt bad for him because when you looked at Boogie in the off season, he was losing weight. He got slimmer. But again, you can't beat Father Time. You can't beat trying to push your body to a certain level. And he did that last season by trying to rush back with the Warriors. So. I just pray for the dude, man. I just feel bad for him, not just because I'm a Lakers fan, but I feel bad for him as a person because, he put in the work, and then all of a sudden, you blow out your ACL. That's just terrible.
Yeah, when this came across, Jay Chris, I thought the same thing. Like, as a Boogie Cousins supporter, I guess. I won't say I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of him, but I do respect his work on the basketball court. I think he's one of the most doggish players on the court, how we like our style of basketball, no punks, no softness in their play. To me, DeMarcus Cousins exhibited all those aspects of basketball. So to see this news, just playing what basketball players did, somebody said, well, maybe he should sit down somewhere. Ballers ball. That you can't be a better baller if you're not balling. Basketball players going to play basketball, whether it's at home, outside in their garage. And that's what they do. They can walk somewhere and, they go to basketball court and just start playing ball. But that's what ballers do. I feel bad for DeMarcus Cousins. So, Jay Chris, question goes to you as well. Do you think DeMarcus Cousins' career is over? I believe it is.
No, I don't think his career is over, but his impact as we know it, as Boogie Cousins, might take a severe hit. With the ACL injury and the Achilles injury and other injuries that he had. I don't know if he'll be able to be as effective. I mean, like you said, Father Time is undefeated, and he's not getting any younger. I think he just turned 29 or 30 years old. So, 30, he has some time left. He just turned 30. Okay. Uh-huh. He has some time left, but he doesn't have that much time left. And as a big man with a knee injury, when you have leg injuries as a big – leg and back injuries as a big man will really hamper your career. With the guys like Karl Anthony Towns or guys like Joel Embiid – Miles Turner, Dwight Howard had the injuries and it really hampered his career too. But when you have the swell of young guys coming in that are starting to dominate the league from the big man perspective, it's going to be hard for him to come back and be able to come back a year, 2 years. Let's call it 2 years from now, and really be mm-hmm. what he was. And this kind of speaks to it makes me very nervous when I see young kids playing so much basketball for their entire life, right? You got to play to get good, right? And you got to play against good competition. But I'm talking like the AAU circuits, the summer league circuit. When they're playing basketball all year round and at a high level, it's a lot of wear and tear. I mean, I feel like we're seeing more and more of these injuries now that athletes are becoming bigger and stronger and faster and quicker than we did back in the 80s and 90s when these injuries were basically a career-ending injury because of the amount of work that's being put on these bones and ligaments and things like that. And you know, he was a one and done-er. He played a long season in college because he went to the national championship. He hasn't gone deep into the playoffs until this past season with Golden State, and this is the first time he's gone so deep into the season. And he's coming off an injury in that season. So I mean, it's kind of like one of the fluke things that happens. You work out and you just get hurt. Those things happen in the summertime in the off season. But you know, to see this happen right after he just got finished rehabbing an injury, it's sad to see because you know the talent that he has. But I don't think he's done. He can still play, but I don't think he will be playing at the level that we know him to play at as Boogie Cousins.
Well, I know my prayers. I think our prayers, I can speak on that, goes out to DeMarcus Cousins and wishing him well, getting back on the court. Hopefully, I'm wrong. I just, with his age, and I don't think an NBA team, almost an NFL, an NBA team will take that risk again. I think Golden State took that risk with the 1-year deal and things like that. So I just, maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong. And we see Boogie Cousins back on the basketball court. Say what, Darryl?
For Biggs, he'll get a chance. For Biggs, he's a big. He'll get a chance because he's a big. But that's about it. But like Watt said, I don't think he'll be the issue with him. He can get a 1-year, you know, vet men deal. But the issue, like Watt said, I don't think like he'll be Boogie again. Like that's the thing. Like I know for, you know, playing at that level, like it's an ego, right? It's like, okay, man, I used to be that dude. I was that dog. And now to know that you probably could be a dude that's going to, what, give you 10, maybe 10, maybe, and I'm being nice, maybe 10 points a game. Because that's a possibility. That's a real possibility where he's at right now. You know what I mean? How that's going to hit his ego. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be as one of the best bigs in the game. A lot of people arguably thought he was the best five in basketball. And now he's going to be like, what, maybe a 7th, 8th man? Can he take that hit?
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue. Can he take that hit? It's the mental aspect more than anything.
Well,
that's
since we spoke about bags all day, if he still wants that bag,
that
he will.
Yeah. team is going to be willing to take the risk? You got to think about that, too.
Yeah, he's not the best acting individual either. He's not the best acting individual either. So
his reputation precedes him.
Exactly.
Well, his reputation does precede him. But, guys, hey, NFL. Oh, God, it's fantastic. That's the NBA. Are you ready for some football? Hell yeah, we are. Watching preseason is horrible. Went to go see.
It is.
I put up a play last week in Jacksonville. Took the 2.5-hour trip there. Took the 2.5-hour trip back. And for every Jacksonville Jaguar fan in the building, there was 10 Eagle fans. Jacksonville, where is your support of your football team? It was our stadium. Nice stadium, though. I will say that. These two huge, massive screens on each side of the stadium was pretty cool. And I'll say this much also. Duval. That's a stupid hashtag, by the way. Moving on. Before I get beat up by some Jacksonville Jaguar fans. NFL. It is stupid. The NFL over-unders have come out. So I want to try to work heavily on the AFC teams and then work on the NFC teams next week as we get into our, you know, records that we do every year for the NFL and over and, you know, for the teams and pick who goes to Super Bowl, things like that, along with the fun stuff. And also ask you, hey, are we doing fantasy football this year? Because last year I said I would not draft on air again, and damn it, I drafted on air again. And guess what happened? Micah, who don't even play fantasy football, beat me.
Hey, I won the championship. No, let's not forget that.
Did he win?
My first fantasy football championship, yeah.
Wow.
That's your first championship?
My first championship. That's my first championship.
You ain't won one back in the day in the short league?
Nah, I came in. The one time I was in the finals, that was when the Eagles sat down Donovan McNabb and everybody, and I was playing against Fish, and he picked up on the quarterback. Yeah.
You were killing that year.
I was the Patriots that year, the Patriots of Mars that year. And then, you know, yeah.
Well, I haven't won since Saul Alexander was the running back for Seattle Seahawks. So,
oh, dang, bro.
Okay.
Dang,
there you are. But the over under the NFL, according to Vegas, we're going to start with the Super Bowl champions, the New England Patriots. The over, Patriots have 11 wins. I mean, the Patriots are 11 wins. The Patriots lost Gronk, which gives them some pause. But this is Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and we're talking about the AFC East. As long as those two are here, the Patriots will, you know, pretty much go over every time. Over under on 11 wins for the Patriots, Wally. I'm going to say over.
Over. than the East. It may be 11. Can I go even?
No. We don't do that. You know that.
Yeah,
you know we don't do that.
I'm gonna go.
We don't do that. Deep,
yeah,
over or under?
I'll go over. I'll go over.
Okay.
I'll go over.
All right.
Dang,
that's
Mike shot Mike shot me
you.
Down. What?
No.
You see how Mike shot me down? Like, wouldn't give me a chance though. You
that
know
was
what I'm saying?
What? Watch him with that.
He was like, nah. He's like, nah.
Don't
do that, Wally.
He's
like, why don't you do that, Wally?
He's like, go ahead, Wally. Okay. Because I wouldn't say even too. I think they're gonna be 11-5. That's just me.
Yeah, I think 11-5, but
11-5, I believe what they're gonna be. So we had Chiefs at 10.5 wins.
The Chiefs.
Matter of fact, I didn't get your over under watch for the 11. My didn't go to the Chiefs watch.
For the Chiefs, I'm going over. What did you say? 10.5.
Ab.
I'm going over 10.5 for the Chiefs, and I'm going over 11 for the Patriots.
Wally, I'm going under for the Chiefs. I think they win 10 games this year. I
oh,
think they take
no.
a step.
This is going
to be coming this year, as opposed to last year they didn't see them coming.
They got the honey back.
They do. They got G. They got Bree. Shoot, I want to go. That defense should be better. I thought like Tyreek. If they didn't have Tyreek Hill, I would have went under. Like I thought they were gonna have Tyreek Hill. I'm gonna go over. Tyreek Hill is a difference. He's a difference maker.
Over for the Chiefs. So we got over.
It's gonna be slightly over, like 11.
Nine and a half. Yeah. Guess what, guys? I'm going over because I think the Chargers win the AFC West this year.
They could. They sure could. They got Melvin Gordon back, though.
They should have won it last year, but they had four games they lost by a field goal or less.
Mm-hmm. They had bad kickers.
You got a bad kicker. And they got the best backup quarterback in football in Tyrod Taylor. So, not that, you know.
Yeah, he's not going to play, though.
Philip not located Rivers for Watts ever gets hurt.
I know. What's up, Watts?
Now you guys. Now listen, man. You guys know how I feel about the damn Chargers. Listen, Philip Rivers is the best overrated quarterback in the league, right? So what's the line? What's the number for the Chargers?
9.5. I'm going over.
Wow, 9.5. Damn. I'm going under. I think they're a 9-win team.
Damn. 9-7. Hold on. I'm sorry. Damn. All right. Go ahead. Wally, over, under.
No, I got him going over, man. You know I let my man Phillip. Phillip's my dude. I got him going over, and I'm like you, Mike. I got L.A. winning the division. I think they're going to sneak past the Chiefs.
Yeah. You know what? And just for me, whenever it comes to the Chiefs with anything, I just got to be honest and real. Andy Reid was my coach for 15 years. God knows. Gotta do a better job. Quick story. At work the other day, I get a guest coming. Last name is Conklin. I go, I'm sorry. Are you from the East Coast? He says, why? I said, are you playing with a comedian named Joe Conklin? His wife goes, hold on. You're not going to believe this. He pulls out his ID. It's freaking Joe Conklin at my resort. Boom. That just happened. Thought it was a funny story. You know what I'm talking about, Watt.
Nice.
Good night, right? I was like, yo, can I get an AI? Can I get an Andy Reid? Can I do a better job? Over under on the Colts at 9.5. This is the AFC South. This is the division that is the weakest division in football. It used to be when Peyton Manning was there anyway. Now it's the AFC East where Tom Brady's reigns reside still. But again, two of the best quarterbacks of all time has played in two of the weakest divisions in football of all time. Colts 9.5. I'm going over for Andrew. His luck is running out. What you got, Watt?
What's the status of Andrew Luck's injury?
They don't know.
Yeah,
they
don't know.
But
if Andrew Luck plays, they're over.
I'm going healthy. That's me. So I'm looking at this with all health involved.
If he's healthy, they're over, and I think the Colts actually compete for the AFC title. If he's helping.
Because of our old coach, our old offensive coordinator, is that what it is?
I mean, I just think they're a really good team. I think they're a very underrated team. I think they have a pretty good squad there, and I think you know, they surprised some people last year, and they probably should have went further than they did last year. So I think the Colts are. Nobody's talking about the Colts outside of Andrew Luck, but the Colts are a really good team. I think they are over a 9-1.
Huge big sign, picking up Justin Houston. That helps that defense out over there. Wale, over under 9.5 for the Colts.
Say my name like I'm the rapper, man. Wale.
sorry.
Yeah, I got. I can mess with what you do. I got them going over.
And Wells' song on the Port of Miami soundtrack is dope.
Yeah, well,
for that boy,
his verse like that. It's like that, man. It's like that. That verse like that.
Yo, that just,
I know, man. I messed with that track. Man. That's my workout track, That's my workout track.
I thought that Chance had album of the year, and then all of a sudden that Port of Miami comes out, and I go, God damn it, Chance.
You lost album. I ain't going to lie to y'all, man. That Crit album better than that album, though. That Crit album is better.
You know what?
It's better.
I got you got app. You got iPhone, right? Share that with me.
Yeah.
Share that song. Share the album with
me. I share.
Like the script, man. Let me listen to that album and see what you guys talking about. But over under. For the Colts are 9.5. What you got?
I got them over. I got the Colts over. I'm with if Luck is healthy, I think they're over. I think they're like you all said. Not a lot of people talking about them. They have a lot of money. They drafted well. They draft well. They're an up and coming team. But it's all about Andrew Luck. He got to be healthy. Andrew Luck's healthy. You know, they can do damage.
Now, the team that I've been a fan of supporting since I was a child, okay, because it's my first earliest mentions of football, are now everybody's darlings. They're no more, hey, where you going? Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. My stomach hurts. They're overloaded with power now. Hell, even Madden Football gave this guy who had played 8 freaking games superstar traits that Carson Wentz does not have. How do you justify you thinking Baker Mayfield is better than Carson Wentz? Sorry, I'm off my rant right now. They got their over-under at 9. I say they go over 9. They're going to win the division. And they're going to play the Patriots in the AFC Championship, either them or the Chargers. I said it last year was going to happen this year, so I'm going to follow my trend. When you guys said I was a moron, well, you never called me that, but inside your brains you did. I got the Browns, 9 over. Let's go, Patriots.
I'm sorry, I was completely distracted, and then I came in on the rant, and I started laughing. I have no idea what we're talking about. The Browns, and what's the number?
9.
9, okay. You said we – hold on, why did we say you were a moron? I didn't say you were a moron, but you already mentioned that. But why did you say we said you were a moron?
Because the Browns, I thought last year would do better than 8 wins, remember? And then I said next year they will
win. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. See, that number nine is like a killer. Because it's putting everybody about 500.
If you can see the list, J. Chris – and I remember we were going to the AFC. There's at least 15 teams got 9 wins. It's that Chargers.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you know, it's
nine,
crazy.
Nine.
Okay,
nine.
So here we go. So the Browns on paper really good. So can I curse them and say dream team? Can I say that? On paper they should be really good. They have a second-year quarterback who's still learning. He's got to, get it. There's film on him now. But there's no film on him with the weapons that he has now. So 9 wins for the Browns. I'm going to go – damn, this is tough. I wish I had that schedule in front of me. I'm going to go under.
That's what you're wanting. Then all you got to do is ask. But we don't have time to be looking at schedules.
Yeah, we don't have time right now. So I'm going to go under. That's why I just went. We're going to go under. I'm going to go under.
But just so you know, they are on television. They are on television, guys. Like literally, the first 4 weeks of the season, the Browns are on TV 3 times because of the NFL 100 thing. Okay.
Oh, this 100 thing. You remember the big 75 diamond? You remember that 25 years ago?
Titans, Jets, Rams, Ravens, Niners, Seahawks, Patriots, Broncos, Bills, Steelers, Dolphins, Steelers, Bengals, Cardinals, Ravens, Bengals.
Give me the first 4 again. I'm going to tell you just what they'll go in their first 4.
Let's go back up here a little bit to the top. We got
Tennessee.
Titans, Jets,
they'll beat Tennessee. They'll
Browns,
beat the Jets.
Rams.
They'll
at home.
The Rams. Sunday night football. They'll lose to the Rams at home.
In the Ravens.
At home. Ooh, the Ravens. The that's a tough one. Ravens. They'll lose to the Ravens, too. They'll go 2-2 in their first four games.
But 2-2. Over under on
that. Well, in Nigeria, he says right. It's Wale. Nigeria, that's how you say it. Don't clown the name. It's Wale. That's the way you say it.
Hey, you know,
Don't let these colonizers mess you up, man.
Hold on. Because Black Panther will always be the greatest superhero movie of all time. Don't like it?
Blind tag.
What's that?
I don't usually use a blind tag, but let me go in blind tag. So good. Wally, I wasn't on the show when you went to Nigeria when you came back. I just want to say I'm highly disappointed that I didn't see more pictures from Nigeria. Yep.
My bad, bro.
I wanted to see more pictures of Nigeria. I may never get to go.
I got a couple, man. It was a tough. I'll bring them back. They're a little sentimental. That's all. They're a little sentimental. But I got more pictures. I just chose not to have them out because certain things happen. So, but yeah.
Okay. I understand. Right. I may never get the ghost. I have to live vicariously through you.
I understand. I appreciate it. I feel bad, but I got you, dog. I got you. Please, I'm going all back right. in a couple of years. I got you. I'll go in a couple of years.
Take
but,
me with
you.
Let's train.
Over under, please.
I'm gonna go under, man, because I think everybody overhyping the Browns. Steelers are nasty right now. I like what they're doing. I think everybody's too fixated with the Baker Mayfield, the Odell Beckham Landry situation. Like Baker's good, but damn, that's not making him like he's Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Don't anoint this dude championship start him off the bat. He's a walk on it. He's a walk on it. Freaking Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? He built himself to a certain way. Let's pump our brakes. Like he's good. He's not great yet.
All right. Steelers lose Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and they're now relentless to a 9-win.
Let me tell you name. Let me tell you this name, bro. James Washington. Remember that name, bro.
Yeah.
James
know it very
Washington.
Well.
Remember that name. Remember
so
that name.
So are they
name.
Over or under they 9 wins?
Oh, they over. They over. They over, man. They lose a receiver every year. They lost Hines Ward. They lost Emmanuel Sanders. Then they found a Mike Wallace. They found an Antonio Brown. They always lose receivers, and for some strange reason, they always get a vicious one, an up-and-coming one. That's Juju right now, right? It ain't nothing different. They have a system over there in Pittsburgh. I expect Big Ben to put up numbers with those wide receivers, and they'll still run the football, play solid defense. Look out for my inside linebacker out of Michigan. You all know who it is, man. So I got to look out for my dudes. So they're going to be good, man. He's going to replace Shazer. So they're going to do big things over there.
Yeah. Michigan's still running from Notre Dame, and I see you, what, week two?
Bruh, I had a conversation with somebody from Notre Dame. Y'all run away from us. Play us when y'all want to play us, man.
We didn't. We do play them for Notre Dame. Y'all come to us. We don't go to you. Over or under for 9 wins, Dick, Chris?
For the Steelers?
Yeah.
I'm going to go over 9.
Over 9. I'm going with it. Here's the thing. In reality, I think they go under. I think they actually finally for once take a step back. But you know what I cannot do? I cannot do that in any kind of intelligent decision because the coach has never had a losing season. Big Ben has never had a losing season. We're talking about a team that had literally, like, everything you just said, Wally, is on point. I'm 44 years old. They've had 3 coaches in my entire life. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're the Steelers. If you go under, Vegas is begging you to throw their money at them. So I'm going over also with the Steelers. 8.5 for the Texans. It's the first full season after the injury for Watson's cousin, Deshaun. He's back, full healthy. 8.5 wins for the Texans. I got to go under. I think they just get 8 wins. I want the Texans. You know, I think DeAndre Hopkins is the best receiver in football. I've been saying this for, what, 3 years now? I wish he wouldn't have signed that contract last year with the Texans. I was looking for the Eagles to maybe throw the bank at him, but they were smarter to pick him back up, and now he's a 99 overall in Madden football. But I still don't think they – even with making the trade for Duke Johnson, I still think they're a running back, a legitimate real running back away. and a second receiver to go along with Hopkins to be legitimate. I love Fuller, the Philly guy, the Notre Dame prodigy, but he gets hurt too much. Over, under on the Texans, J. Chris. I got him at under.
Over. They are over. Unless the Eagles trade for Jadeveon Clowney, they're still over. They're over. Yes, like you said, they're in the weakest division of football. They are over.
The talk to trade for Jadeveon.
I'm not sure.
Okay. You're just spitballing shit. All right.
Damn.
Over, under for the 8.5 there, Wally.
Damn. I'm going to go under. I mean, it's a caveat. If they don't have Clowney, it's under. If they have Clowney, they're going over.
What have I been missing since my car got smashed? Is Clowney on the trading block?
Yeah, he's on the trading block. Even the Skins, rumors out there that they may trade Trent Williams trying to get Clowney. He's on the trading block, bro.
Clowney, I will speak Super Bowl from week one on. Just want you to be said that, okay?
Clowney, yeah, Clowney is, I mean, he's, put it this way. Clowney will not be with the Texans after this season. That's pretty much a guarantee.
Over, under, Lamar Jackson's second season and the Ravens are 8.5 off with the Texans. I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go under myself.
Hey, Chris?
You said it's 8 or 8.5?
8.5. If it was 8, I would go over, but it's 8.5, which gives them 9. Remember that.
Right. So I'm going to go under. I'm going to go. They lost a little bit. I know they picked up Earl Thomas, but I'm going to go under.
I like Earl Thomas.
You know what? I used to like Earl Thomas.
I'm actually going to. I'll be seeing him this week.
I'm the Philadelphia Eagles for an interview. So Earl Thomas, you can kiss my arse. All right. Titans. 8. Eight wins over under. I'm definitely going under. I'm sorry.
Under.
The best thing that Chip Kelly could have ever done for us is when we all thought that Marcus Mariota was the man and not draft Marcus Mariota. You effed up my team otherwise, Chip Kelly. We're back now. We won a Super Bowl despite you. Marcus Mariota, I'm sorry. Ryan Tannehill is the backup. I'm sorry. The Titans are just not a good offensive football team. And in the NFL today, defense does still always win championship. The offense gets you to the playoffs. And I don't think they have enough offense. I'm going under. Did you already speak under as soon as I said it, Wally? But I think you said under. Okay.
Right,
watch over under.
Yeah, they were a playoff team last year, right? So
yeah.
I'm it's 8.5. I'm going under. I don't believe in the Titans, to be honest.
No, it's 8.
I just don't.
It's 8.
It's an 8? Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Give me an under.
Okay. We got the Jaguars picking up Big Dick Nick Foles to come in there and try to fix their quarterback problem. Listen, at the game last week, we going. That's what they call him, Big Dick Nick. And
I don't know what you just said, man. Oh my God,
listen,
bro. Are you serious?
No. Listen to me. So, went with an Eagle fan from Philadelphia down here, right? We met myself and Ron Nett is one of our guys named Eric. So we're at the stadium. It's Eagle fans. I'm telling you, we were high-fiving, taking shots and clinking glasses all over the place. Man brings his wife over. Like, yeah, you see her? She's from Jacksonville. I even got her being an Eagle fan. Look, see her jersey. He twirls her around now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, like, twirled her like she's a piece of meat. Like, look at my wife. And she had the Nick Foles jersey on. He said, oh, you like Big Nick Foles, huh? Oh, you must like that big. Oh, my God. I almost spit out my beer when he said that to the ladies. Okay? If Eagle fans get a bad rap, damn it, this is why. Because I was there, and we were doing some unquestionable things in the stadium as a fan. Over, under for the Jaguars at 8 with Big Dick Nick Foles. I'm going to say under for the Jaguars.
I'm going to say over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Over for Wale?
I'm also going to say over.
Okay.
Yeah,
Buffalo Bills, 7 wins, over, under. The terminology of Jay Chris would have been push, but we don't do that on this show.
And I heard quarterback. Right. I heard Wilson looks all right, too. Our Allen looking real good, too, in camp. So I'm going to say under because I just don't. I don't see Buffalo as a winner.
Gotta say under,
right,
and I think
right
Shady traded back to Philadelphia for the trading deadline.
I like the Bills to go over. I like the Bills to go over. I think they keep Shady, and I think they beat the Patriots one time this year.
All right, last AFC. We're going to go Jets at 7, Broncos at 7. And oh,
Jets,
no,
over Jets.
I got under. I got over Jets as well, Wally. And Watt says under.
I got
Broncos, 7
yeah.
wins. I go under for the Broncos.
I'm going over.
I like the defense. I'm going to say over. I like the defense. I'm going to say over.
Under's the under. Then we have the
Raiders.
I got the Jets over.
The Bengals are at 6 wins. The Raiders are at 6 wins. I'm going over for the Raiders, and I'm going under for the Bengals. I think the Bengals go 4. The Raiders and the Bengals both are at 6.
I got the Raiders going. I got the Raiders going under. I got them both going under. Rest in peace, Cedric Benson.
Wow, rest in peace,
Cedric
Benson. Right, former Bear. You said we both go under as well. I'm going under for Bengals and over for Raiders. And then the last team, the Miami Dolphins, with a woeful 4.5 wins. Over under there, guys.
I'm going over for the Dolphins.
Four.
Yeah,
over.
It's hard to win 5 wins in the NFL, right? It really
is.
I'm going to say under. I'm still going to say under, guys. Absolutely, I'm saying under. So, what a show, guys. Thank you guys for coming. It's been good. We talked to Jay-Z. Is he a sellout? Is he not a sellout? I'm the only one who thinks he sold out. My activist, Jay Chris, says he did not sell out, but he's the activist. I am not, so I'm going to maybe think he's probably right and I'm wrong. It's like one of my favorite lines from before the show was in the middle, Wally. But now it's like the League of Their Own line. I know that you're right and I'm wrong.
You turned up.
Who did?
Like, you turned up. I ain't going to lie. First, in the beginning, you were like, I'm in the fence. All of a sudden, you went all in. You were like, no way. True this. I'm putting my chips all in.
Yeah, man, he's a house Negro. He sold out, man. How you going to make a song talking about Otis?
All types of words,
you make a song saying Otis, OJ. You make OJ, but you do the same thing in your song. If I'm already
a millionaire
and my family is set for life regardless of residual income, you have to stand for something or you fall for everything. And I think Jay-Z, for the better, he looked out for himself and not the culture. And I've always thought Jay-Z looked out for the culture. That's all I'm saying.
What did Nas tell you, man? Shoot, Ether. Nas done told y'all this already. I don't know why y'all acting like he didn't tell y'all this. Like, Nas done told y'all this. I don't even get why this is like a shocker to folks. I mean, like go back to Ether, man. Nas done told you who he is for
real. Stop now. Rest of the night. Make sure you watch The Fiend. If you have not watched wrestling in the last month, I urge you to watch wrestling again, guys. It's gotten really good. SmackDown's moving to live television on Thursday night. AEW is getting a television deal. They're starting on Wednesday night. NXT is going to go head-to-head with AEW on Wednesday night. So NXT will start to be live on FS1, our Fox Sports affiliate. This is a good time to be a professional wrestling fan. Not much to talk about wrestling because our show is being cut right now because we got to go because we have lives. A lot of good things.
I got a question for you, Mike. I'm sorry. That wrestling company with the octagon ring, are they still around?
Talking about the UFC? Talking about Daniel?
No. It was.
Oh, TNA. Yes.
TNA
still around, yes. It's called Impact Wrestling. This is called Impact Wrestling. But yeah. Worst of the weekend was my car getting smashed. Best of the weekend was watching Damian Cormier take that body shot and lose to Chip Modic. And also, Little League World Series going on right now. If you're not watching that, you're not a baseball fan. Best and worst of the weekend, Wally, real fast.
Best of the weekend, the surge in Washington Nationals. Worst of the weekend, my Orioles. And they keep getting beat by the Yankees.
I have 39 total wins. God dang. Best and worst of the weekend there.
I know, it's trash, man. It's a trash.
The best of the weekend is watching the kids have fun in the Little League World Series. The worst of the weekend is watching the Eagles sign Josh McCown. What the hell is that about?
You and Ron need to start with that Josh McCown stuff. Guess what, y'all? NFL quarterbacks aren't walking off the streets, okay? And hopefully if our quarterback doesn't get hurt, he doesn't play anymore.
Josh McCown?
Josh McCown, though? You want Colin Kaepernick?
I mean, we hope he doesn't play. I mean, I wasn't expecting it, but I would have signed him before I signed Josh McCown.
Colin Kaepernick is playing in his office. Kind of him is like Jay Cutler,
in my opinion. His dude was retired. You going to get this dude out of retirement?
I'm not saying a good pickup. I'm just saying, who the hell you going to go pick up? Josh Johnson?
And anybody else.
I bet Corey Dittmer can still throw a football. That's the hashtag. Anybody but Josh McCown. Listen, we're going to get out of here, y'all. We will see you Friday. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some meat. Don't love God. I'm out of here, y'all. Watch the Royal Gemstones on HBO, y'all. It's blasphemous. It's funny. Be out of here, y'all. Peace.
I'm God gifted. It's just there's a difference.
This is the Soul of Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sets up.
If you're not down with that, we are!